Part 8, Freedom Alchemy Class. Ascension. Reinvention of Self. Saint Germain, 27th April, 2020. Invocation. Mighty cosmic Christ lightning fire light of the I Am fire. We are in charge of the white fire substance of the atmosphere, each and every one of us. Humanity, the elementals, devas, and angelic host, including all our thoughts, feelings, words, and physical places in which we live, move, breathe, and have our being. Mighty all-pervading presence, open the door to the altar of our hearts, allowing the Christ consciousness to blaze forth. We are calling to your majestic presence, creator of all things, your limitless power, our perfect fulfillment of every need and highest inspiration, which has revealed a true reality of living and expressing your unconditional love to all life. Beloved I Am Presence, accept us to be submerged into the crucible of the alchemical furnace where all that is not of God is dissolved and transmuted. Beloved Mother, Father, God, accept our mind, bodies, and spirit as a human living sacrifice in order that Christ's victory be glorified through us. And so it is. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear ones. In continuation of my last discourse, I wish to elaborate somewhat on why I set the exercise in Part 7. The work we have engaged together is one whereby, for want of a better word, offers genius in its understanding and rightful application to God life. The word genius could be defined as having a mastermind, being highly intellectual, a brilliant aptitude, capacity, or ability, all of which are important at these levels of God activity. From a master's perspective, genius is more about the use of the I Am presence in greater intelligence, or, if you like, having a mastermind. From a human perspective, however, genius, although seen as having an intelligence way above the average person, it is far more than having the ability to think laterally. To overcome this lateral thinking, it requires the aptitude, competence, proficiency, and power to take quantum leaps, to be able to transcend all patterns of belief, programming or physical resistances or constraints. This virtuosity or technique thus renders the individual to anticipate, envisage, or to weigh up all parameters that conceal themselves within one's life experiences that keep them from moving forward. To do this most effectively and to take the path of least resistance is to surrender oneself to the great mystery until it precipitously uncovers and bears itself through a deeper process where understanding and perceptiveness can be discerned more clearly. I told you in my last discourse that we would help you, and so you were given this exercise for the reinvention of self. I could just as easily say the recreation of self, or the rediscovery of self, or indeed the ingenuity of re-establishing the truth of who you are. Within each of you, there is the ability to do all these things, and within each, the differences will be as diverse as life itself. However, I want you to self-realize that there is a common thread that runs through all who are reading this, that of an overwhelming desire to be of service to humanity, the elementals, devas, and angelic host. Along with a group emphasis upon this ashramic group synthesis and its conscious connections, while monitoring and experiencing the interludes, hiatuses, or imparities between cycles. This time imbalances or chasms, if I may use these words, relate to the intermissions between lives, the spaces between atoms, or the silence between notes, is where the mastery of alchemy, the transcendence and the transmutations, has the opportunity to excel in higher intelligence, can be found. In human beings, when this is allowed to take place, quantum leaps in terms of their evolution of your awareness can be amplified and magnifies hundreds of times over. All the great insights that have driven human evolution from the arts to the sciences have come about by someone entering this state of reinvention of the self. This state of mind comes when one enters the great silence of their being. Richard Rudd says this about the city of silence. I quote, "Silence that descends on you, even though it already lives within you. True silence reigns when the mechanism controlling your awareness moves from your head down into your solar plexus. For awareness to shift in this way, there is a physical mutation that occurs and certain chemicals are created by the endocrine system so that you no longer think, but are thought by life. When the mind ceases to think, then all addictive behavior also ceases, and the ultimate addiction of believing yourself to be separate from life is eradicated. This silence does not necessarily denote physical silence. Rather, it is an internal silence in which you are permanently enfolded. Only true inner silence can bring an end to the Maya or illusion of separateness, which is ultimately the healing of mankind's greatest fear. The key is always to relax, because only as you relax can you feel the magic gaps and experience the truth directly, not through your mind, but through your innermost being." End insertion. Through the centuries, men and women have taken great pride in the body. They have glorified it and idolized it. Artists have painted it. Sculptors have created beautiful statues exhibiting it. And in the end, it has fallen into dust and decay. All the while this process of decay has been going on, the spirit of mankind has supposedly been creating houses of perfection eternal in the heavens. And this is true in part, for every good deed which man or woman does while in the body is recorded to his credit in the great concentric rings of light and electronic substance which comprise his or her causal body, the body of first cause, which is the dwelling place of the presence of the Most High God. As each individual man or woman who is a manifestation of God has a causal body, so each individual has an I Am presence pulsating as the sacred fire in the center of that body. And in the auric force field surrounding that presence are the markings of his or her achievements for good upon his or her planetary home. One law, then, would I insist in the hearts of the students, disciples, or initiates of divine alchemy. God is absolutely just, and the universe is absolutely just. All injustice arises either in man or woman's misinterpretation and misunderstanding of the flow of events, or in man or woman's mishandling of justice. Those who have not apprehended life correctly those who remain ignorant of the laws of the divine, as well as human justice, cannot be relied upon to preserve the flame of divine justice. As I have stated before, every student, disciple, and initiate must be willing to throw off the shackles of the false teachers and their false teachings. Every student, disciple, or initiate must determine to break the chains of error, even while he or she rejects the image of the world as a place where integrity is lacking and the suggestion that individuals are here to take advantage of one another. The well-known and often quoted entrepreneur P.T. Barnum said, "There is a sucker born every minute." Of course, people do not like to think that they are being taken advantage of. Therefore, they often try to outdo the other person before he or she outdoes them. This attitude is responsible for a most unhealthy climate in both commerce and society. While it is true that the responsibility rests with the world's leaders in every field to set an example of integrity, nothing should prevent the world's followers from manifesting that integrity which their leaders ought to manifest, or from an exalting virtue as an example before them. There is much in the world's thought about itself that is accurate, but its inaccuracies have come to be accepted by individuals without question. Such tacit or unspoken acceptance makes for both a weak civilization and a weak individuality. Therefore, in strengthening the bonds of freedom throughout the world, a new man or woman must emerge from the social milieu. A new Atlantean must step forth clothed with the righteousness of the sun. A golden man or woman for the golden age. This is the master alchemist. If this spiritual man or woman, clothed with the power of the sun, clothed with the power of spiritual alchemy, clothed with the 12 powers of mind virtues that he or she already possesses, but of which he or she is too often unaware, is to stand forth today, it must be because he or she has offered the body of his or her corrupt substances to be thrown into the crucible of the alchemical furnace. The early Christian mystics and writers referred to this experience when they said that a man or woman ought to die with Christ if he or she is expected to live with him. This death of the old man or woman with your deeds is confined to the crucible of the spiritual or chemical experience. Thus, it is possible for all unwanted conditions in a man or woman's life to be changed, that they may pass through a glorious transmutative epoch, culminating in the putting on of the new man or woman. Free at last of the dross of human experience, man and woman stand forth in all of the shining glory of the divine experience that is the wholeness of the resurrection. The agonies of Gethsemane may be compared to the spiritual preparation that the individual alchemist must make before knowingly and consciously committing him/herself to the crucible of life in order that he or she may emerge in the true glory of his or her mighty being. This is the dying in Christ, in the certain hope that he or she will live again. Beloved ones, bear in mind that those who do not do so willingly and knowingly will still pass through the change called death, even if they persist in following the ways that lead to destruction. But this change, without the prior putting off of the old man or woman, will not lead to the indestructible Christhood that God intends every son to manifest. It is a supreme demonstration of divine faith when a living soul, forsaking even self-love, offers him or herself as a living sacrifice in order that Christ's victory be glorified through him or her. Such is a career, Son of God. I advocate that the seeker make any sacrifice necessary to the seeking out of the golden possibilities that gleam through the mists of time and space as spiritual reality, the hope of every man and woman upon earth. Beloved ones, just as heaven is not lost by a single thought or deed of a live stream, so heaven is not gained by a single thought or deed. Nevertheless, your life can become a daily round of victories, whereby each step taken aright propels you into an expanding awareness of the beauty and glory of the newness of life. This is the resurrection from dead works of carnality into the living exaltation of the Christ consciousness of spirituality, vesting each one so dedicated with the mission of the Christ Jesus, one of the greatest alchemists of all time. Speaking of resurrection, I am reminded of these words. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make them free, while God is marching on. The newly resurrected man or woman in whom Christ is born, in whom there is a transfiguring glory, is resurrected by the power of change, by the science of divine alchemy. In him or her, the dawn of each new day takes on spiritual significance never before experienced. They hold each day as a chalice of opportunity to live free and make all men and women free. Then all of nature in sweet communion with the yearning of their life stream to fan the fires of freedom extends immortal hands of felicity. The trees, the flowers, the rocks, the earth, all of the variegated expressions of nature bow to that Christed One who has made him, herself, the instrument of freedom, and extend to him or her the care and consideration of the Master Gardener, him or herself. The Father, Mother, who created the paradise of God referred to in Genesis, is now perceived to be, in fact, the creator of all loveliness. The sylphs of the air, the undines of the sea, the fiery salamanders of the flame, and the gnomes of the earth are recognized as elemental spirits created to assist that one Father in bringing forth a kingdom of supreme loveliness and beauty. It is recognized by the perceptive alchemist that the carnal nature of man has been outpictured in part by the nature kingdom. For the elementals, from the smallest to the greatest, are great mimics of the human scene. As they have taken on human concepts of duality, thorns and thistles, pain and parting have been brought forth upon the screen of life. Yet, with all of the despoiling of the virgin beauty of the earth by mankind's discord and inharmony, much that is lovely has remained, showing that the power of God is greater than the power of the deification of evil. Through friendship with the servants of God and man or woman in nature, the compassionate alchemist learns to utilize the great spiritual flow of elemental life and finds in the presence of the Holy Spirit a corporation with nature which formerly he or she did not even dream existed. Looking upon the blessed earth with the grandeur of its rolling plains, its fertile valleys and its mountain ranges, gazing upon the crystalline mirrors of its lakes and flowing streams, interlacing the terrain and conveying the water elements in channels of varying depth, mankind becomes filled with reverent wonder. the planetary veins and arteries conveying the tireless energy of the Eternal One from place to place upon the spinning globe of the world, the blue dome of the sky with the golden sun disk to warm and revivify mankind, the silent night with a crystal moon and diadems of stars like unto the Pleiades. All of these are flooded with a sense of unity which pervades all things. Nowhere is unity felt with greater meaning than in the depths of the heart of the individual who is in complete attunement with God and his or her own I Am presence, the individualized identity of the perfection of the Creator, him, herself. That body of historical error, composed of myriad carnal events and human misqualifications, is changed now by the alchemical fires of spiritual regeneration, and in its place the wholeness of the real being of man and woman stands forth. They are no longer a part. He or she is the all of creation. These valleys and hills, these diadems of stars and far reaches of space are a part of them. He or she is all of them and in them all. With this supernal sense of ever-present wonder, man and woman are able, as an integral manifestation of God, to perform the miracles of the great alchemist and make his world the wondrous glory of the resurrection. Old senses are passed away. All things are become new. Before we close today, I hope this has reinforced something within you that shall allow you to hold true to your own I Am presence. We will look at the 9 steps of precipitation next time. I felt that this would be more appropriate today. So just to reiterate the messages herein, I wish to add a couple of extracts from the God Awakening book for your further review to provide yet another clarity that nothing we are telling you here has not been told to you throughout the Ega discourses. In God, we trust. In the God Awakening book, Discourse, page 466, Quality of Life and Freedom of Spirit, Elemental Grace Alliance Council, Lord Jesus, 1st September 2015. Our brother Jesus said this: what is transpiring throughout the Elemental Grace Alliance is not so much that the charters of the elementals need changing, but the need for humanity to become far more consciously aware of their position in God's plan and how to alter their mindsets, not only towards the elemental and nature kingdoms, but to their own importance and indeed necessity, to see the world from a totally new perspective, one that will allow themselves to see themselves as the cause and the effect, the thought and the manifestation, the illness and the cure, the lie and the truth. Without this self-realization, life for humanity will not become any easier. In fact, it will become more perturbed. The intensity of light and love substance that is flowing so abundantly right now, and which will augment even more over the time to come, will place a great deal more pressure upon mankind to look beyond their personalities to the highest aspects of the Father within. The moment they open their eyes and hearts and make new choices to walk toward the light is the moment that their lives will take on higher dimensionality with new opportunities for growth and development. Such opportunities will naturally be drawn to the surface and will without question make their own ways to the forefront of human consciousness, requesting by their own volition the execution through greater wisdom in all the areas of communal living, with far more productive and creative ways to maximize the potentials for happiness, balance, and joy throughout humanity. End excerpt. And beloved goddess Terra said this, page 678, Narayana and Divine Grace, the Elemental Grace Alliance Council, Elementals, Mighty Zeus and Beloved Tara, 28th January 2016. I quote, "When energies are drawn through the desires in the heart, and the feelings and both are passionate with each other, or the thought patterns in the mind which cause those energies to set themselves into motion within the physical and inner vehicles, you have what you call volition. When the energies are dedicated and consecrated to furthering some particular part of the divine plan, you have vocation. These together give the volition and the vocation to succeed. Life streams, particularly those who have chosen to further the divine plan of spiritual illumination, and who have chosen to become the missionaries or disciples of Christ, to carry the word of God in life, are consecrated in the temple of truth. Their energies are blessed, and that is why you have so many masters now declaring their allegiance to you and your God plan to build that bridge of freedom between humanity and the elemental, devas, and angelic host kingdoms. You are ordained to spiritual service, and all through the course of this embodiment, a brother or sister from the Temple of Truth watches over you, aiding and assisting in the fulfillment of the particular service and vocation to which your souls dedicated you to. Many of you, for many centuries now, have had a vocation of spiritual service, and especially as Essenes or group of like nature. You have been the priests and priestesses, the guardians of the spiritual culture of the eras, the temples in which you have lived all over the world. Today, the activity which has prepared your life streams for this work ahead is magnetizing the souls. Many, many spiritual individuals with high development and inner knowledge who have these vocations and who have at inner levels between embodiments developed great spiritual dexterity in the understanding of the laws and the truth of life. Yet there are still many dear light workers who return to the side of the veil, still held by the shadow programming of their past life. Disappointment, frustration, bitterness, and even anger still remain. And it is a shame that they have to then go back and do it all over again. They were given the opportunities to transmute such shadows, but because of their attachments to the lower lives of being human, the gifts and city states of their genetic encodements within their profiles remain untouched. You see, beloveds, free will remains the only obstacle at inner levels of the ego mind upon the earth plane that restricts and binds human expressions of God's truth, love, wisdom, and power. We have so many who still return home into the halls of karma, finding their souls overflowing with disillusionment due to their perceptions that their lives mounted to naught. Especially after they had put their faith and trust in other human beings, whom they believed could provide them with the promises of happiness and joy. End excerpt. Dear ones, no one can offer you any promise of happiness or joy. This is self-realization. Everyone must find this for themselves and must do their own inner work to achieve the metamorphosis of the new Adam and Lilith Cadman man and woman. We can help everyone, but all must take the responsibility to do the work, which determines the length of resistance and deterrence or obstacles one has to face as to the effort applied. You, each and as a group, are in charge of your own destiny. Mighty cosmic Christ lightning fire, light of the I am fire. We are in charge of the white fire substance of the atmosphere surrounding each and every one of us. Humanity, the elementals, devas and angelic host, including all our thoughts, feelings, words and physical places in which we live, move, breathe and have our being. Over the past 7 days, you've all been given another explicit opportunity to reinvent yourselves from that which you have believed and worked towards becoming. This opportunity then had purpose and the gift to qualify such holy desires and thus to resurrect the truth into your conscious awareness. That is, if you have given this time to such a virtuosity or technique to anticipate, envisage, and perhaps weigh up all the parameters that conceals themselves within one's life experiences that keep them from moving forward. Each of you have arrived at this point in your life, not necessarily to the level of genius yet, that will be required to make some quantum leaps within your life of service from this time forward. When you absolutely know who you are, why you are here, and what you are to do to achieve and be victorious within your creations and manifestation, it removes all obstacles that have prevented this up until now. But now that you have once again embraced the truth of who you are and why you are here, more dynamically cognizant of your purpose, volition, and vocation, may you now stand forth in this re-established truth, declaring to the I Am Presence and God what your concentration and attention will be focused upon. As you embrace your real qualities and virtues that are there to serve you and those around you within this life experience, you shall become life itself. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 28th April, I anticipate all members of this Ascension Alchemy class to submit a summary of what you have discovered or reinvented about yourself as part of the directed group activity. Please send it to Peter privately so he may collate the submissions before they will be disclosed to the group as a single group sharing. Thereafter, I will be making a further announcement that will affect the whole group and its new direction. Take the path of least resistance. No longer seek further that which is seen. Rather, seek only now that which is unseen. May you pass every test. I am your holy brother, Saint Germain. Benediction. We give praise and thanks that you art the governing, healing, acting presence and intelligent love ruling all in our lives. Beloved mighty presence, whom we in great joy have welcomed into our hearts and lives, we thank you for your great wondrous radiance and light, your mighty wisdom and conquering power. And we trust that you will decree divine justice now and for all time to ourselves and mankind. We give thanks and adoration for your gift and knowledge of our forward movements in this time and space, and that our understandings which are embedded within shall create all that is needed in all kingdoms and worlds.